Jim Taylor out at Mercer County Ace Camp. That's 200 second graders out here from the Sherrard and Mercer County School District. And one of the stations that's set up is Mercer County High School's FFA program. Aurora Fitchner, new president, tell us a little bit about the station that Mercer County FFA is involved in.
Yeah. So the FFA members at Mercer County have put together and brought their animals from home, which include pigs, a horse. We have a bottle calf, some goats, some sheep. We have a rabbit and some chickens. We've also got a station set up that has amphibians such as axolotls, a tortoise, and there's a bearded dragon, I believe, that's at that. And I've been doing this for the last 3 years. I've brought my pigs every time, and we've had a good turnout every year, and the kids seem to really, really enjoy getting to see the animals and pet them and ask questions and learn about what we do.
And why is it important that Mercer County FFA plays a role in this ACE camp?
So we can get our organization out there and possibly encourage younger children to join FFA when they get into high school and to experience or get into exhibiting animals or owning farm animals of their own.
And I know the one great thing about ACE Camp is it's hands-on learning. So any interesting kind of, we're talking to you middle portion of the day here, any like interesting questions or interactions that stand out for you?
A lot of the kids ask like what breed the animals are, and they'll ask how old they are. And typically, at least for the pig side of it, they don't really realize until when they ask those questions, like how young the pig or how big the pigs are when they're younger and how big they will get. So letting them know how that works and how they grow is something that will benefit them if they ever get into the industry.
So at one time you were a second grader out here as an ACE camper. So can you compare and contrast like being the ACE camper as a second grader and now kind of the role is reversed where you're a presenter?
I think asking questions as the person, like to the second graders who brought the animals, is something that I don't think that the ACE camp FFA kids did when I was in second grade. So I think the kids are learning more now that, well, they're encouraged to ask questions and we are asking questions to the kids about what they have experienced and what they know.
Yeah. So tell us about becoming president of the Mercer County FFA chapter just, I think, probably about a month ago or maybe a little over a month. What about taking on this leadership role?
Well, it's been more responsibility, and I think I'm doing okay at it as the president. I've been on time for my agendas and all that and run the meetings pretty smoothly. I'm honored to be able to serve my chapter as the FFA president.
Yeah, and I know the heritage of FFA runs pretty deep here in, well, the former Aledo School District, the former Westmer School District, and now Mercer County School District. You feel that? I mean, there's some great tradition.
Yep, there's a lot of tradition amongst the Aledo and Westmer and now Mercer County that has been passed on and et cetera.
All right. Well, nice seeing you. We'll let you enjoy the rest of the day at ACE Camp.
Yep. Nice to see you.
Aurora Fitchner is the new president of the Mercer County FFA chapter.